This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Good morning. Coming up on this edition of Sunday Focus, we're talking about the upcoming Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon. The annual Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon, presented by Jerry's Auto, is fast approaching. On September 28th and 29th, all results Town Square Media stations will transform for a great cause, helping local kiddos fight cancer. The money raised during the annual Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon will benefit the kids and the families at Sanford Children's Hospital. Bethany Olson with Sanford joins the show to talk about this year's Cure Kids Cancer event and what audiences can expect. The phone number to call in and donate is 605-328-5750. That's 605-328-5750. You can also text the word CASTLE, that's CASTLE, to 51555. That's the word CASTLE to 51555. Remember those numbers for September 28th and 29th. That's all coming up on this edition of Sunday Focus.
Call to Freedom provides supportive services for victims of human trafficking. I'm Becky Rasmussen, CEO of Call to Freedom, inviting you to come to our community breakfast on Wednesday, October 11th at the Sioux Falls Convention Center. Learn how you can join the fight and help meet the huge need of those exiting the life of human trafficking. All funds raised will go towards meeting the needs of those we serve. Sign up and get the event details by going to calltofreedom.org.
The Call to Freedom Community Breakfast, October 11th at the Sioux Falls Convention Center. Details at calltofreedom.org.
Welcome back to Sunday Focus. Once again, it's that time of the year for the Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon presented by Jerry's Auto. And here at Results Town Square Media, we are once again proud to support Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon and, of course, the Sanford Children's Hospital. And joining us right now from Sanford is Bethany Olson. Good morning, Bethany.
Good morning.
Now, there's a whole bunch of great stuff to get into about this year's Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon, which, by the way, it is going to be September 28th and 29th. Before we get into any of that, let's talk about the Children's Hospital. How does this radiothon benefit the kiddos and their families who are at the Sanford Children's Hospital?
Radiothon benefits the castle and our families in so many ways. It supports the Child Life Program, which helps kiddos with IV access and port access, and just helps them understand as best as they can, in terms that the kids can understand what is happening with their body, what the doctors and nurses need to do to help them feel a little bit more comfortable with what's coming their way. We also support the Camp Bring It On, which is a camp for kiddos who have battled cancer or are currently battling cancer. It allows kids to go to a summer camp who might not be able to go to a camp, and parents are a little bit more at ease because their oncologist and some other oncology staff are right there on site with them. So they don't have to worry if something would go wrong. Their oncologist is there to help keep them safe. And then we support things like meals and mileage and lodging for those kiddos and families as they are coming to and from the castle, to help them not worry about some of those things and just truly focus on what matters most, is getting their kiddo better.
Now, people may not know this, but there actually is a castle in Sioux Falls. You don't have to go to Europe or anywhere for that experience. But no, the Castle of Care is here in Sioux Falls, Sanford Children's Hospital. Why don't you tell us about just how great this castle is?
The castle is truly that. It looks like a castle inside and out, and the patients are treated like royalty, as are their families. They get to walk in and be greeted by security and typically by name, because the security guards take that just take that extra step of making sure that everyone feels comfortable. And then they get to go to their appointments and learn whatever they need to learn and get whatever treatment they need to have done, all while the staff is truly making it the best experience for that kiddo. So if it's a child that they know really likes Elsa and Anna, they will make sure that Elsa and Anna stuff are around, or they'll have the Let It Go playing or anything like that, just to help help the child feel comfortable, which also then helps mom and dad feel comfortable too. And the kids really get to know the castle and treat it as their home away from home. We had a kiddo during Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon. Mom was there for interviews or just to hang out and see everyone. I don't remember that specific detail, but their daughter was in the midst of treatment and she was on steroids at the time, which typically make kids very hungry. And she just left the radiothon space, walked over to the infusion center and hopped up and grabbed herself some Easy Mac because she knew where it was and she was hungry. And that's truly the experience that the staff want the kids to have, is to know that they are there to get the treatment that they need and to be safe, but that they also are able to do what they would do kind of at home, as long as, again, that it is safe for them in their situations.
Yeah, you said it best. It's their home away from home. And there are families that come from around the Sioux Empire. Some drives are longer and tougher than others for families that visit the castle. So how great is it to have the castle in a central location like Sioux Falls?
Our families are coming from across the state of South Dakota. We have the only pediatric oncologist in the state are at Sanford Children's Hospital. So our families that have a child battling cancer will almost always be seen at the Castle of Care for their treatment and their follow-up appointments and things like that. So that in itself, to have pediatric oncologists in South Dakota, is huge. But then also that allows families to be somewhat closer to their support system, which makes a huge difference in the child's treatment, because they're able to have maybe some friends come and visit them, or at least go home at the end of their treatment and see their friends. And same with mom and dad. Mom and dad have their support system if they need to take a little break, but don't want to necessarily leave their kiddo without a loving family member in the room. Family members can come and kind of trade off without having to drive for a full day or anything like that. So it's a big deal to have local care close to home.
Yeah, and you know, that's what it's all about for Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon. It's about helping the kiddos and their families release some of that stress and pressure of just going through the treatments at the Castle of Care. So what are some of those basic needs that kids need when they come in and get treatment at the castle? And that includes families too.
It does. It really does. So our Cure Kids Cancer funds help support the children in and their families in many, many ways. So on the financial side of things, if a family is coming from out of Sioux Falls, we're helping the family with meals and mileage and lodging so that they don't have to worry about those expenses on top of caring for their medically fragile kiddo. So we help in that way. We also help the family understand what's going on and help them emotionally cope through our child life program as well as our spiritual care program. So child life, it says child in the name, but it's truly not just for the child. It's truly family oriented. But that child life specialist will help help kiddos as they get their port accessed, if they need to have an IV inserted into their arm, if they need a shot or anything like that. Child life helps the kiddo go through that and distracts them from the pain, making sure that whatever that kiddo needs in that moment, they're able to be there and support them through that kind of hard thing for some kiddos. And then they're also the ones who have the silly string and the toys and the iPads and all of those things, because it's really important that as much as possible that kids still get to be kids. And so child life helps bring that aspect of play back into the medical setting too. And helping care for families is just truly just being a listening ear for them sometimes. And child life does that, as well as our chaplain who is on site part-time for just the castle. So she will round and get to know the families who are inpatient and truly help them in their journey, whether it is Christianity or another religion or no religion at all. She is there to help walk them through that journey as best as she can, and as much as the family needs. And that's child life and spiritual care are all truly funded through donations, which is really important for us to be able to offer, and to be able to offer it knowing the families aren't going to be charged for those expenses is huge.
Absolutely. If you were just listening, Bethany Olson from Sanford is joining us right now talking about the Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon, which once again, it is September 18th through the 29th. I think we determined it was the 15th annual, 16th annual.
It is the 16th annual year of Radiothon. So we've been doing this for a while, and what's really exciting is last year you guys crossed the $4 million raised milestone. So we have raised, through this event, we have raised over $4 million for Sanford Children's and kiddos battling cancer.
That's incredible. Truly, this is one of the biggest events that we do here is the Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon. Historically, it's always been at the Castle. 2020, we don't know what happened. And last year, it was everyone's first time being back at the Castle. My first time having a radiothon in the Castle. When you think about the last couple of years and how we all pivoted from being in the studio and now back in the Castle, how proud are you of your team that made that pivot with you? And I mean, hey, I'm proud of our team for kind of doing those adjustments the last couple of years.
Yeah, I would say we were one of the few hospitals that was able to continue to keep our fundraising numbers not quite to the levels that they were prior to COVID, but certainly up there. And be able to pivot, like you said, and make the most out of the situation that we were given. So we obviously needed to take care of our patients and the unknown of COVID-19 and all of that. We weren't at a point in 2020 or 2021 to be able to bring people into the Castle, especially not being masked. And it's hard to talk into a microphone when you're masked. So mm-hmm. Radiothon wasn't able to be there, but we made the most of it and had the best experience, I think, that we could have. Being here in the studio, but then being back at the Castle, I think it makes it so much more real, I think, for both our team and our volunteers, but also for you guys on air. Mm-hmm. You get to see the hustle and bustle of the Castle. You're not up on the patient floors by any means, but you see patients coming in for their infusion appointments or being discharged, which is our favorite thing, when you see the cart go by with balloons and bags and gifts and all sorts of things, meaning a kiddo gets to go home. And that, I think, puts in perspective truly the impact of what you're doing, because we're able to truly help those kiddos as they're in the hospital and then to get to see them go home. I mean, that's what we all want. We all want the kids to be able to go home at the end of the day. So,
how was your first year back at the Castle for you and your staff? Any sort of challenges that you encountered along the way or stuff that you thought, okay, maybe we'll do this differently for next year?
Radiothon is kind of a well-oiled machine on our end of things. Mm-hmm. We are learning always as new technology comes about how we can better support you guys and making sure that we keep you on air, which is our number one priority for the Radiothon for sure.
And getting on air.
Getting on air is also very important. So I think we're always learning in that space. But other than that, we've done it for so many years. It feels good. I mean, there's some construction happening next door to the Castle. So we have to shift a few things there. And this year there's construction happening out front. Mm-hmm. As Radiothon is happening on the 28th and 29th, we will be getting really close to opening our Billion Pavilion on the front lawn of the Castle. So that'll be exciting. To just have that space there, but might pose a few extra challenges just with the construction and flow of patients coming in and things like that. But we really got it down. What matters most is just that we're able to keep you on air and keep you guys and our phones. Our phones are important too, I suppose. phones and radio staff on air. Those are the important things.
And you just hit on the new facility, the new playground that's going to be at the Castle. Really quick, as a side note, what is that going to look like for anyone who's not familiar with that project? I know I'm throwing you for a curveball.
No, that's totally fine. So the Billion Pavilion has been a dream for Sanford Children's really since even before it was built. But in the initial scope of the building, it just wasn't feasible to bring that to life. But just this past year, we had a generous gift from David and Christine Billion to truly build the playground and bring it to life, which is huge to be able to offer that through a donation to make sure that our kiddos are able to, again, be kids. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing for them. So within that playground space, there will be accessible playground equipment. So kids, even if they're in wheelchairs or have different mobility than your average kiddo, they'll still be able to play on it. There will be Henry the Caterpillar, named after a generous donor to Sanford Children's, Henry Carlson, who passed away just this past year. So Henry, named after him, and Henry Carlson Construction actually built the Castle and is building the pavilion too. So a nice tribute to him. And then there will be a little shelter area so pediatric cancer patients can still be outside but have the shade, because some of their medications make them really susceptible to sun damage. And then there will also be a teaching garden in that space that allows kids to learn about growing different herbs and plants, and I don't even know what they're planning to bring in there, but that'll be incredibly important for our Native American community that we serve, because plants are just a very huge part of their spiritual culture and things like that. So we are able to bring that into the pavilion as well.
It sounds like it's going to be a great addition for the Castle of Care. And I think I can safely say now, knock on wood, we will be back at the castle this year for the Radiothon. Yay.
Yes.
And for anyone who hasn't listened to Radiothon before or is new in town, may not be familiar with it, what will these 2 days look like? You know, what can our audiences expect to hear the next couple of days during September 28th and 29th?
So from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., all of our stations here at Results Town Square Media will be live from Sanford Children's Hospital. And throughout the day, they will be sharing stories of, we say, hope and healing. We'll be sharing stories of kids who are in treatment right now for cancer, who have been through treatment and are in remission. And we will also have a couple stories of kids who fought really hard battles and did their best, but they have since earned their angel wings, as we call it. So just sharing the journey that those families have all been on and the impact that donations to Radiothon make. And our ultimate goal through Radiothon is to make people aware of the services provided by Sanford Children's, the love and kindness that is provided by the staff, and all of that hopes to raise additional money for Sanford Children's to continue to provide things like Child Life, the meal vouchers, mileage, and things like that.
Now, you already mentioned at the beginning of this interview the $4 million mark that we reached here. And historically, yes, we have raised a lot of money for Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon. How much money has been raised probably in 2 days from this event alone?
So on average, each event the last several years has raised about $300,000. And that is thanks to a lot of our sponsors. We have Jerry's Auto, who is, again, the presenting sponsor and has been. I've been helping with this Radiothon now. It's actually going to be my 10th year of Radiothon,
because
I did it as an intern. So I think it'll be my 10th year of Radiothon, and Jerry's Auto has always been generously supportive of our activities at Sanford Children's and supportive of this Radiothon. So it's sponsors like him and InTech and Shoneman's and all of our matching hour sponsors and things like that that go into that total. But it's truly listener loved and supported. And that those calls, those online donations make a significant portion of that total every year.
Any goal you have in mind this year?
We always like to say a dollar more than last year. And last year, if I remember right, was about $306,000. So $306,001, like I'm on The Price is Right. But, you know, I think the most important thing for us to remember is that whatever that total ends up as at the end of the 2 days, is that's that much money that's going to help kids battling cancer. And nobody ever wants to know a kiddo who's battling cancer, but a lot of people do. And it might not be somebody that you know right now, and hopefully it never will be, but in the off chance it does happen, you want to know that they're supported, and you can do that by giving to the Radiothon.
If you are just listening, Bethany Olson with Sanford Health is joining us right now to tell us all about the Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon, which, again, it is going to be Thursday, September 28th and Friday, September 29th. It's going to be a great 2-day event. And usually leading up to Cure Kids Cancer, there is something called Dining for Kids. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, Dining for Kids is kind of our unofficial kickoff to Radiothon. It's the week before Radiothon happens, and it's how our restaurant partners and food service providers are able to support Sanford Children's Hospital and provide everybody with a nice meal or a sweet treat and help the kids. So we have lots of different restaurants participating. And then this year we also have some sweet treats available. So all of those restaurants, I'll list them out here, but they're all donating a portion of the day's sales. So September 21st, they will be donating a portion of what is sold that day back to Cure Kids Cancer, and that will kind of jumpstart our Radiothon total. So those restaurants are Great Shots, Blue Rock Bar and Grill, The Attic, both the east and the west side here in Sioux Falls, The Gruff in Brandon, The Keg, both locations again in Sioux Falls, Chevy's Fresh Mix, Honey Baked Ham, and Oh My Cupcakes, and then also happening this year, Burkitt's Freeze-Dried Treats, which they don't have an actual storefront specific to them. They are at several locations throughout the Sioux Falls area. They are donating a portion of sales from their booths, too. So you can check out their Facebook page to see where they're at. But that one's a little bit different, but they're also really excited to be involved this year.
Oh, gosh, you're already making me hungry.
I know, me too. I stopped to get a snack and I didn't eat it before I came in. So I'm regretting that now that I listed all of those places.
But what do we say, though, when we talk about dieting for kids and just during Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon, calories don't count
yep.
for the kids?
Calories don't count when they're for the kids. So you can eat out for breakfast, lunch. Well, maybe not breakfast. Oh, my cupcakes is open at breakfast time.
I mean,
so.
Who says you can't have a cupcake for breakfast?
I think breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime snack. We got you covered in all of those areas. So we'd love to have you join us at any of those restaurants and on September 21st.
Yeah, again, it's the lead up for the Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon, Dining for Kids, September 21st. And this is going to be another great year for a radiothon. I know you kind of previewed a little bit of the stories earlier about what people can expect, but maybe you can share some stories about kiddos and families that have benefited from Cure Kids Cancer.
Yes, so I will share a little bit about Miss Kira. Kira is our kiddo who's on all of our posters and on our social media images
adorable.
And all of those things. Yes, she is so sweet. She has a form of cancer that is in her blood. It's called Langerhans histiocytosis, I believe. I probably said that incorrectly.
You said it better than what I would have said.
I am not a medical professional, but that is my best attempt at saying her diagnosis. But essentially, it's a cancer that impacts her blood. And she, as of right now, she will constantly need treatment forever. It's all dependent on what her blood looks like. It's not the same as a leukemia, so it's not the same as thing that we typically hear of. It's pretty rare, but we're able to treat her right at Sanford Children's Hospital, which is huge. Kira benefits a lot from Child Life. So she's three. And as you can imagine, having a port access or shots or things like that with a three-year-old get to be hard, and she has to do that almost every week. So Child Life helps with her port access to try and make her as comfortable as possible. They told me they sing Wheels on the Bus with her
aww.
To kind of distract her from the pain of having her port accessed. So that's a little bit of how Kira is impacted by donations. But like I said, she will, until her blood looks different, she will have to have a treatment almost weekly for the rest of her life. So, but they're from Sioux Falls, so they just have to travel to the castle and not too far. And even though it's not great, they're still able to have kind of a normal home life once she's done with her treatment, which is wonderful.
And you're going to hear more stories like that throughout Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon. I want to say, what is probably the best part about these 2 days for you, for your staff, anything like that?
We love being back at the castle and getting to see families as they're coming in for their like 5-year appointments after their last cancer treatment, so that if they get scans that are clear at that point, they're considered cancer free. So those are great. But we also love to see the kiddos coming in who are we're sharing their story, and mom and dad are so grateful for the work that's happening and seeing them interact with all of the on-air staff for Radiothon and the volunteers. Getting to say thank you in person means a lot to them, and you can see that when they come into Radiothon and just see the impact that they know is being made through the event.
I think I can speak out saying probably the best part or the biggest reward for myself is having the kiddos and the families come in just to say thank you mm-hmm. and to even get on the air for a little bit to say thank you to the audience and for their donations and for their support. And there is a phone number that I haven't talked about yet. We haven't talked about yet during this interview. To keep in mind, it's 605-328-5750 to donate. And there is even a way to text your donation and learn more information about Cure Kids Cancer.
Yeah, so if you don't think that you will remember to call in on the 28th and 29th, you can text the word CASTLE, CASTLE, to 51555, and you'll be given a link that you can donate to. You can read a little bit more about Kira's story. The link or the restaurants participating in Dining for Kids are all there too. But that link or that text will give you really everything that you need to know. And then if you are planning to call in your donation and you like to talk with volunteers, that number is 605-328-5750. And a little birdie told me that there will be a triple match.
Ooh.
On Thursday, the 28th at noon. So if you are somebody who likes to wait for that triple match, we know that we will have one at noon on Thursday. So just keep that in mind.
Ooh, that's a little bit of a get your phones out and save the number right away.
That's right.
You're learning with radio to do a little tease.
I have learned it. And we just know, I mean, everybody wants their money to go further, right? Mm-hmm. And so people are listening. We have been fortunate to have generous donors throughout the years that make these triple matches happen. And people are waiting for them. So we now know that if we think we'll have the sponsors to cover that, we can kind of tease it a little bit and get people ready so they can collect their donation and have it all ready to go.
All right. Once again, it's Bethany Olson with Sanford talking about the annual Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon. Again, that's going to be Thursday, September 28th and Friday, the 29th. And that texting, again, if you text the word CASTLE, that's CASTLE to 51555, you'll get all the information you need about Cure Kids Cancer, and you can be able to donate through that line too. And the phone number to call is 605-328-5750. And Bethany, as always, we can't wait for Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon presented by Jerry's Auto and to just be part of this event. So thank you.
Yes, thank you.
When your child is struggling, especially in school, every aspect of your life is affected. Your job, friendships, marriage, family, and your personal life. Everything gets turned upside down. Parents have told us they're tired, drained, lifeless, and they live in a darkness every day. Learn what Breakthrough Counseling in Sioux Falls is doing to help kids 10 through 18 and their families. Once your child finds a counselor that they trust and can talk to about anything, school will get better. Their attitude and behavior will change in a positive way, and life will get better for everyone in the family.
I'm Krista Winter, the clinical director at Breakthrough Counseling in Sioux Falls. We help kids who are struggling and don't want to go to counseling. Breakthrough Counseling is able to offer more services than a traditional counseling center, so we can create an individual care plan that helps. Breakthrough Counseling works alongside schools and churches.
You can learn more by going to breakthroughsfc.org or call us 605-275-2280. 605-275-2280.
This is your granny.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Oh, dear.
And this is her 90th birthday. She's seen a world war, a Great Depression, and a global pandemic. So in your mom's words,
the least you could do is show up for her birthday.
And she's right. We've all got some place to be. Make sure you get there. Ditch the distractions and don't text and drive.
Hey, Grandma, happy birthday.
Remember, you've got some place to be. Brought to you by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety and this station.
I'm Christine Manica, and you've been listening to Sunday Focus. A special thank you to Bethany Olson from Sanford for joining the program today to talk about the upcoming Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon presented by Jerry's Auto. Once again, the phone number to keep in mind to call in and donate is 605-328-5750. That's 605-328-5750. Dining for Kids is the official kickoff for the 15th annual Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon. On Thursday, September 21st, participating restaurants from across the Sioux Empire will donate a portion of their proceeds from September 21st to Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon. These are the following restaurants to eat and help the kiddos on September 21st. Blue Rock Grill and Bar, Great Shots, Honey Baked Ham, Chevy's Fresh Mex, The Keg Chicken, both locations, The Attic, Oh My Cupcakes, and more. More details about the participating restaurants for this year's Dine-In for Kids can be found by visiting sanfordhealthfoundation.org. Put these dates on your calendar. September 28th and 29th, the 15th annual Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon presented by Jerry's Auto. Thank you in advance for your support. Join us again next week for another edition of Sunday Focus.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.